So how are you tonight, Arnold?
Well, doing very well, Jeff. We've got Jeff the Bee Man from Bloomfield Bees.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. How are you? It's
doing
been
great.
Really, really rough this week. I was telling some good friends of ours that basically this week we have rescued five colonies and I captured a nice swarm this morning. So I was really happy about that.
So now, what's the difference between a colony and a swarm?
Okay. Remember, now, when I do a rescue on bees, what has happened is somebody has gone into a house or a building and removed bees from where they're no longer wanted.
Okay.
In between a wall, up in an attic, someplace like that. And my beekeeper friend will bring me the bees and all the honeycomb that is in the colony so that they've been completely removed from the building or wherever it is they want. So I take them and I actually take their honeycomb and I put it into our frames and hold it in with rubber bands. And then I release the bees into the box where their honeycomb is.
Ah.
So it's very much like somebody moving your furniture and then putting you in a new house and then just putting you in it. So you just naturally go right to it. So that's what I was doing over the last past week, was rescuing five different colonies like that. So that was really nice. Now, they are established colonies. That's where they actually have all their comb and everything, so that they're very happy bees. The difference between that and a swarm is a swarm has voluntarily left their colony. This is where they have raised a new queen. The new queen stays, and the old queen and about half of the bees fly away. Normally, they'll make it anywhere from 50 to several hundred yards away. They might even get as far as maybe a mile away from their original colony. In the case of this morning, they had literally gone about 50 feet and ended up on a branch of an oak tree. So the apiary owner called me. I went out there, got out there. Actually, they settled last night. So about 7:30 last night, I confirmed with them that the bees were there. They were going to stay overnight. I showed up this morning. They were about 12 feet off the ground. We put a ladder up underneath them. I climbed up the ladder, took a box with me, and just literally took a brush and brushed them right into a box. Once they were in the box and the queen was in the box, that set up the smell that they want. And all the bees that were flowing around and all upset, they very quickly settled into the box. Once they were in the box, I sealed it up, took them away, put them in a nice wooden box with new frames, and they're just perfectly happy.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was the easy part. The hard part, this next part, was when I decided to move a couple of other colonies where I put these bees, because the table that they were on was about to fall down. And that would have really made a mess, is to have a colony fall over and all the bees come out. So
yeah.
I had to move those. But in the process of moving them, I woke them up and they were not one bit happy. So they not only got in my face, they got in several little spots in my suit and a couple of holes in my jeans, and I walked away with about 20 stings.
Ooh.
So that put my total for the week right about 50. Jackie's sting count for the week is about 15. So between the two of us, we're running about 65 this week. So it's been a nice, interesting week. No arthritis on my part. But let me remind everybody that the fair is open this week. There's lots going on in the county. Of course, our farmers markets are all going on. Occidental's our favorite market. And boy, we're really doing well tonight. It's really nice. Yeah. It's a wonderful evening. Everybody should just drop everything they're doing and run out to Occidental, because we've still got about an hour and a half left, and it's really nice out here tonight. Gerard's has got their pala cooking. Oh, man, it's so good. I'm sorry you're in here and I'm out there.
I know that. I saw some good stuff as I raced through to get to the show.
It is. But in general, I would like to just tell everybody that right now our blackberry honey is just coming in droves. Oh, it is going to be so good this year. Our blackberry is just almost selling as well as our wildflower.
And that's your favorite, isn't it? The wildflower. Yeah.
And our apple blossom, we still have some left. We'll probably make it about another 3 weeks on the apple blossom before it's all sold out. Our blackberry looks like we're going to have a great crop this year. And our lavender will be coming in soon. New lavender.
Lavender honey.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, in general, we're really happy this week. Things have been going very well for us. And our sales at the farm stand at 1295 Bloomfield Road have really been great. And if anybody wants a special order, give us a call, folks. 836-7278. Find us on the web, bloomfieldbeeshoney.com. And, Arnold, I'm going to be linking to your site now that we're going to be recording these. And so your site and my site will be able to just link back and forth.
Right.
And all these little talks that we're going to start recording will be available on our Google alternative site.
Great.
And that way people can download what they didn't hear when they miss it. And we're going to be talking about a lot of different things this fall. The main thing we're going to be talking about is, now that all the colonies have built themselves up, what are we going to do this fall when they start losing their bees? So this is going to be interesting for us this year. Our numbers are better now than they've been in about 3 years, and we are really, really happy this year. So hopefully this year we're going to come through with a really nice, good bunch of bees.
Oh, excellent. Nice and healthy.
That's what we like, is good, healthy bees. This has really been a good year for Bloomfield bees and for most of the beekeepers in the county. They are really happy. Nobody's exactly sure why. I kind of figure it was that late rain that we had kept the flowers going for about an extra 3 weeks, and the bees just ate that up. Boy, that was really good for them.
Right, and you were mentioned in the beekeeping.
Oh yeah, the American Bee Journal has mentioned that we have bees. A good friend of ours bought some bees from us this early spring, and he sent in a couple of pictures to the American Bee Journal. That's a very prestigious bee magazine. They liked his picture so much, they wrote him back and said, would you do a little byline on him? So he wrote a little byline about where he got his bees and where he lives and everything. So we got a really nice mention in the American Bee Journal, and we're really happy about that.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. That's very prestigious.
Yes, it really is. And in general, like I said, I've had a number of people contact me this year that want to become beekeepers. Hmm. Several of them have come back and have become beekeepers.
Oh.
I teach beekeepers that are as young as 6 and 7 years old.
Whoa.
And I've got one beekeeper that's 83. So, folks, don't tell me you're too young or you're too old to become a beekeeper. That's absolute BS, folks. I see them all.
Oh, BS is short for bee sting?
Yes, bee stings. That's right. But in general, like I said, the bees are really happy this time of year. Although they don't like the morning fog, by the time the sun comes out and warms them up, everybody's out flying and they're really having a great time. So if you do have a question, I'd be glad to get back with you about it. Or you can always contact me through bloomfieldbeeshoney.com. Or if you just really need to catch a hold of me, most afternoons I'm over closing down our stand between 4:30 and 5:30 on Bloomfield Road. So catch me over there, because that's where I'm at every day playing with my bees.
Did you meaningfully go to move to Bloomfield Road because it's so appropriate for a bee place with bloom?
No, actually, that's where Kathy Cox, our glorious leader, actually lived, and she wanted to start a flower place. See, he was actually a gardener. So originally it was Bloomfield Bees and Bouquets because she sold flowers. But now that she's moved back up to Seattle, it's just Bloomfield Bees Honey. Okay. And by the way, we are an official LLC now.
Whoa, that's pretty fancy, like BP and stuff. Yeah.
Well, it was more so that Jackie and Kathy and I can all protect our personal assets through the company. But basically, it was a logical move for us. We've been partners with Kathy for over 3 years now. And she said, well, it's about time we went and ahead and did an LLC. So we're official now. Yep. And we like it. And please, everybody, you want to come down and try our honeys? You're always welcome to try any or all of our wonderful honeys. Our clover, our raspberry, our wildflower, blackberry, apple blossom, orange blossom, star thistle, lavender, our new blackberry chocolate. Ooh. And don't forget our cinnamon honey, our wonderful cinnamon.
I would never forget your cinnamon honey.
And your favorite, of course, the harvest spice.
Oh, yeah, that's delicious.
Yep. I'll be cranking that out again soon.
Wow.
Yep. So we're looking forward to a nice, warm fall, and I hope everybody will continue to either call in, write in, or come by the markets. Please, folks, this is our community. Let's all support it.
Indeed.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
You're welcome, Arnold, and I'll see you guys next week.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Okay, see you, Jeff.
Bye.